So let's look at this earlier definition and use this to organize things. Here all I did is I pulled out the five kinds of questions. The five kinds of things that we want to be able to do. Describe some attribute of a population. That's what we're going to call univariate statistics. What's the center of the distribution? What's the spread of the distribution? Maybe, what's the shape of the distribution? Test the hypothesis about that attribute. Those are the univariate statistical tests. Goodness of fit chi-square, whether we have a particular distribution across the categories. Univariate t-test, one sample t-test. Does this sample come from a population with a hypothesized mean? One sample median test, same thing in its non-parametric form. The orange one, its relationship with some other attribute, those are tests of association. Differences on that attribute across populations, that's between groups comparisons. And finally, differences on that attribute across time or across related constructs are within groups comparisons. And those are the five kinds of non-parametric statistics we're going to look at and why they're organized the way they are. And remember that non-parametric statistics exist to get us away from two assumptions about the form of the population data distribution and the level of measurement. The whole idea is to be able to analyze any data, no matter how messed up they are, and no matter what messed up means. If the data represent the behavior, if the sample represents the target population, we want to be able to analyze those data. And that's the promise that non-parametric statistics hold out for us. So, this is just that same organization with all the pieces and done graphically. On the left, we have categorical data models. In the middle, we have parametric models, which assume that the data are measured on at least an interval scale and are normally distributed. And we have the non-parametric, which assume that the data are measured on an ordinal scale, that is, they are at least numeric in some form. They're not just categorical, there is some numerical value involved, and they're not normally distributed. You want to be able to reproduce this. You want to be able to sit down, put a blank piece of paper, and reproduce this, because this is the capture of the domain that we're trying to study. So univariate statistics, which is what we're going to do on Thursday, we're going to look at how the mode and the number of categories tell us about the underlying distribution. Then the mean and the standard deviation, which you know, and we're going to look at the non-parametric parallels of the median and the interquartile range. We'll show you some other bits and pieces too. The univariate statistics are primarily descriptive. The univariate tests are inferential. Now that we know what's the most common category and how many categories are, we can test hypotheses about the particular distribution across categories. Now that we know what the mean and the standard deviation are, we can test hypotheses about whether the mean of the sample is what we hypothesize it to be. Same question for the median test. Also, the median test is very cool because it shows you how clever you can be. All that a median test is a goodness of fit test chi-square done a particular way. And there are a gazillion median tests out there that all use the same simple logic. And once you see this logic, it's like, that's it? That's all I have to do? Yes, that's all you have to do. It's very cool. Tests of association. Are two qualitative variables related? We'll start with chi-square. And then this is one of the sources of lots of other models that you might select for your individual presentation. Pearson's. And we're going to look at Spearman's R, and I forgot to add in Kendall's Tau. The purple ones are the between groups comparisons. And we're going to separate them into two-group and K-group comparisons. And one of the things we have to talk about is how chi-square is both a test of association and a between-group comparison source. Just two different flavors of the same thing. We'll look at our friend that we already know from the parametric, and then we're going to look at a small slew of things for the non-parametric, the Mann-Whitney U, Now, this time, Man Whitney's one guy, British guy with a hyphenated name. Kruskal Wallace, two guys who wanted to share, and the median test. Then we have the within groups comparisons, and we have the McNamars, and the Wilcoxon, and the Cochrans, and we have our friend the between or the within group T's and F's, and then we have the Wilcoxon and the Friedman's tests. But you want to be able to know what test is parallel to what thing, what kind of data it works with, what kind of questions it works with. Being able to reproduce this is a good thing. Now, there's a couple bits and pieces of this that I want you to notice. First of all, that the chi-square is used both as a test of association and a between groups comparison model. We'll talk more about that. It's just a language thing. But it's a fairly important language thing to really be comfortable with, because people get confused, and I don't want you to be confused. And people say stupid shit when they get confused. That's not, but that's a chi-square. That's for this. No, it's for lots of things as long as they fit a basic form. But the reason that you're doing it probably is tied to your research question and the kind of design you have. So we got to make sure that you're paying attention to those things. Second, just like we're used to with t-tests and f-tests, where a t-test is limited to two-group designs and an f-test can be applied to two-group or to k-group designs, we have some of the same thing going on the non-parametric side. Kruskal-Wallis and median tests are generalizable from two-group designs to multiple-group designs, but the Mann-Whitney-U is not. The Mann-Whitney-U is designed for, and the logic is based on, just two groups. Same thing down here, the Friedman's test is designed so it can generalize from two-group to k-group designs, but Wilcoxon's is not. Okay, so just stuff you're already used to, no big deal. When we get into the within groups comparisons, all three of these statistics are limited to the use of binary categorical dependent variables. So if your outcome variable is got better, stayed the same, got worse, these models can't be used. You have to figure out some way to measure what you're going to measure in a binary form. I'll show you a couple ways that are kind of around that, but only sort of. And there are statistical models out there that will let you do this. Hell, some of the really cool non-parametric categorical data analyses use structural equation modeling. We won't be doing that. But I will tease you and tell you it's out there.